You know, I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say about zero tolerance discipline.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Well, you know, zero tolerance has, you know, a bit of a history. It grew out of the experiences we were having as a nation with school shootings. And it became an expression. I mean, it was partly legislated in 1994, Gun-Free Schools Act, but it became implemented in a variety of different ways. But the basic idea was to automatically suspend or expel a student for certain behaviors. And originally it was just with guns. And, you know, the purpose, it probably grew out of a lot of fear reaction to what was happening in the country and an effort to create safe schools. But what happened is it grew in the sense that suddenly there were severe consequences being implemented for all kinds of things, physical fighting, verbal threats, bullying. And I read stories that, you know, were preposterous, like, you know, a first grader who has a knife in his lunchbox to cut bologna and gets expelled, or, you know, or a kindergartner on the playground playing says, "I'm going to shoot you."
Right. I saw the height of that where somebody had a popsicle stick and they said they pointed it as a gun.
Right. Okay. And they call the cops.
Right.
The articles that I was reading, the police were called in. And there are a number of things about that. One is that the school is kind of giving over its commitment to what we call discipline and committing to children learning positive community and behaviors in school over to the police force. That's not a good move. But also, as an approach, what it does is it focuses completely on bad behavior and stopping bad behavior and creating safe schools. But that's as far as it goes. Mm-hmm. So what we really want to do in schools is start children from the very now pre-K, really, being in classroom communities where they learn positive, they have social interaction, they're learning specific positive social skills from other kids and from the teacher. They're learning them at group time. They're learning the conflict resolution skills and the skills required to be part of a social community. And this is all, you know, the broad thing we call social curriculum that's getting suspended increasingly in this era of ed reform. But it is really the only true way to go in terms of safe schools and effective discipline, which is to build skills within kids incrementally, little by little by little, from the time they're 4 and 5 all the way through high school, and to have some consistency with that. So it's not that we're trying to control bad behavior, though there's nothing completely wrong with trying to, let's say, keep guns out of your school and so forth and provide a safe environment. It's just that it doesn't go anywhere near the realm of what needs to be done in terms of building, equipping young people with empathy, with social awareness, with social and emotional skill.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.